afraid I might have lost my voice, so bear with me if that's a problem. But this time we are going to begin to prepare our minds to actually partake of the Lord's Supper. A few thoughts, and then Joe is going to lead us in prayers. And I want to get back to the basics. What's really the Lord's Supper all about? What are we supposed to do when we partake of the Lord's Supper? I want to begin in that scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul instructed the Corinthians about how they were to observe the Lord's Supper. He talked about how Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." I was talking to a gentleman a while back, and he said one of the things he loved about the Lord's Supper was, he said it was the only time during the week where he has a few minutes of peace and quiet. And I thought, well, if that's the case, that's a choice you're making. But I have to admit, I'm probably guilty of the same thing as well. I'm not necessarily faulting him. We're studying on Sunday mornings from the book of 1 Peter about how, you know, maybe we are losing or even lost this culture war that we're involved in. But, you know, we all make personal choices about how we live our life. We don't have to go along with the culture. And I would suggest that every family really is its own culture, has its own culture war. And we'll decide whether they win or lose that. And every individual has their own little individual culture war. And they will decide whether they win or lose that culture war. And so we do live in a very, very busy world. And it is kind of hard to find times to, you know, take a break and be quiet and meditate. But you can get up 30 minutes early every day if you want to when it's really quiet and have some quiet time. This doesn't have to be the only time of the week in which you have just really a moment of solitude. But that's what he said to me. He said, it's one of the few times in my week. He said, the only time in which I'm just completely free from distractions. And stop and think about it. In a moment when we partake of this, we'll have, you know, 5 minutes or so where we don't really have to do anything. We're not really obligated to perform any other task. And what God wants us to do is to use this time, you know, just to meditate, to think. I believe one of the reasons why God gave us the Lord's Supper memorial is so that we will have this time when we can just focus on Him, when we can think about nothing else. I think it's especially appropriate that we do this right at the beginning of every week to really get recentered, you know, on what our life is all about, on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And so, the scripture we read a moment ago, it says two things. Number one, he said, do this in remembrance of me. And then in verse 28, it said, we are to examine ourselves. And so, let's just think about how those are two things that we should think about in this quiet time that we have that we'll observe in just a few moments. Let's think about Jesus and think about the sacrifice that he made for us. 1 Peter chapter 1 says, we have been redeemed not with corruptible things like silver or gold. He's talking about our redemption from sin, the price that was paid to make us right with God. He said, rather, it was with the precious blood of Christ, precious blood of Jesus. He shed his blood on the cross like a lamb that had no spot or blemish, this precious lamb. But Jesus was sinless, and he shed his blood so that we could be forgiven of our sins. Because he loved us so much, like we just sang, he died on the cross for our sins. That's something to think about when we partake of the Lord's Supper in just a moment. But then Paul also said, we're to examine ourselves. We're to think about our own life. I think it's a time when we maybe just review the past week and we think about mistakes we might have made. And we need to be honest with ourselves as we partake of the Lord's Supper. How am I doing as a Christian? Am I living the life that God wants me to live? I'd like to read from 1 John chapter 1. It says, if we say we have fellowship with God, but we're walking in darkness, we're lying, and we're not practicing the truth. We're not In other words, in fellowship with Him. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, again, it says, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. This is a great time to examine ourselves. And John warns us here about a few things. We should not pretend we have no sin. We should admit, and this is a great time to admit, that I have sinned. I have fallen short of what God wants me to be. And also he says we need to confess that. We need to pray to God and tell Him that we are wrong. And it also says we need to repent of our sins. And as we examine ourselves and we acknowledge the fact that we are sinners, you know, this is the perfect time to say a prayer to God and to acknowledge we are wrong and say we are determined to do better. And I think that's what Paul is saying back in 1 Corinthians 11 about partaking in an unworthy manner. If we think about this great sacrifice that was made, and then we're not serious about addressing sin in our life, rather, we're just going to willfully keep committing sin, knowing Jesus paid the price, shed His blood for that sin. That's, I think, eating and drinking in an unworthy manner. We need to appreciate what Jesus did for us, and we need to show our appreciation now, at this time, by really humbling ourselves before God and resolving to live in a way that shows God we appreciate what He's done, by repenting of our sins and being determined in our heart that we're going to do better. So let's give our thoughts to these things this morning as we partake of the Lord's Supper. This time, Joe will lead our prayer.